Hello, how are you?
I'm Margaret Buckley, and I'm one of those board members.
Yeah, I know.
Patient.
I didn't know until just now.
I know. Well, I'm pleased to be here tonight. And when Vanessa called me from the OT and asked me to come, I actually was very delighted to do so because I've read your name so many years in the OT.
Well, you know, I can't control what they print.
And I know that our board members have called you when they've had questions, and you've always been very gracious to give them the answer. But I want to talk about something that was recently in the newspaper, and I think we all probably have seen this. And I'm a new board member. This is my second year, although I've spent 50 years in education. I'm a new elected official on the Board of Education and enjoying every moment of it. But I always like to improve, and I like to learn. My question is what just happened recently, which has been in the OD paper and so on, and it has to do with a capital project, which I'm sure you're familiar with this, when you were asked. Well, let me just ask where we went off the track here, if indeed we did go off the track. We were going to discuss in some items in the executive session, and they were mentioned, it came out at the board, and we took a vote, and everybody agreed, and we went into executive session. And when this issue came out about the post-referendum, to hire somebody for it, because the people that we hired have only been for the pre-referendum. Up to that, when that referendum is, when it goes to the voters, and they're finished, that their work is finished. So would we take and post for a post person to come and fulfill that second job, if indeed it will pass? And it was brought up that, and it's been in the newspaper, so I'm not telling anything out of executive session, but it was brought up, and we all said yes, you probably should get now posted and see who would be interested in doing that. And no vote was taken, we just said, go ahead and do that. And of course, we would expect that having the next board meeting, we would then vote on it.
Vote on what?
Vote on going out for a person to, or voting
okay.
Together.
Okay.
But unfortunately, our next board meeting was canceled because we were in the middle of a snowstorm. So we're going to have a board meeting tomorrow night on Tuesday. So explain to me a little bit about where we went off the track, because if indeed, as I said, we did, because it was in the agenda.
Okay.
It was voted upon to go into executive session and include that item along with having the report by other items.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the basis for going into an executive session?
The superintendent wished to do that.
That's not one of the grounds for entering into executive session.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Well, if that's what was said. Nobody in the crowd, maybe not even the board members, would have had the capacity to know whether there really was a proper basis for conducting an executive session. Do you remember I said a moment ago that one of the obligations before an executive session can be held is to give a reason? And I'll tell you exactly the same thing that I said to the staff of the OD this afternoon. When any of you, whether you're reporters or otherwise, hear that a board is about to go into an executive session, and the reason doesn't seem to be adequate, it seems to me that's when you get up and you hold your copy of the open meetings law or our brochure and you say, board, here are the 8 grounds for entry into executive session. Please tell me where this fits. And if the reason is, well, the superintendent wants it, it's just not a good enough reason. So can you tell me more about the reason?
Well, I think she wanted the approval to do it.
But to do what? To go into executive session to do what?
To discuss
what step to take next.
Yes, exactly.
No basis for going into
exactly.
An executive session.
Yeah.
It's not there. Yeah. Did you read the 8 grounds for entering into executive session? Does it fit within any of the 8 grounds?
I thought to a degree it might.
To what degree? I'm just curious. I don't mean to be argumentative, love to be argumentative. Yes.
I don't have a problem being argumentative.
Okay.
I was a principal for 30 years.
Okay.
So I'm not very confident.
Good. Everybody know the Tracy Chapman principle of law? I mentioned this earlier. Remember Tracy Chapman?
No.
The best song in the 90s? Baby, just give me one reason, and I'll turn right back around. But inherent in that is that it has to be a good reason, and the superintendent's desire is just not one of them. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No,
and you know what? Can I be really mean and nasty? I don't know any superintendents or school board attorneys who get paid less than I do. And the open meetings law has been on the books unchanged largely since 1979, and it's really easy to understand, and I don't see that there's an excuse for not knowing the 8 grounds for entering into executive session, but keep going.
No, I do understand that, and as I said, I'm a new member, and I'm in the learning why I'm here tonight.
Good.
Because the next time anything like that comes up, I'll say no. We don't do
good.
That kind of thing. But you're not as a new kid on the block, so that's why I want to learn.
Good.
And I think that that probably could have been handled very nicely without going into executive session. I would agree.
Good.
But actually, coming up, Arkansas, briefly, I think where they went in had to do with F under tonic executive session, which is a very broad.
Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
Can I ask the crowd and ask you, ask anybody here, when you go to a meeting and a board is about to go into an executive session, what is the favorite word that you hear?
Personnel.
Personnel. Who said that?
Personnel.
Let me make a point.
Yeah.
The word personnel should be eliminated from your vocabulary. You can read the open meetings law from beginning to end. It's not there. You can read the freedom of information law from beginning to end. It's not there either. Now, there are indeed some personnel-related issues that may be discussed in executive session, but there are just as many others that cannot. And if you look at the language of the law, it is quite precise. And I'll quote it if you can't see it. It says that a board can close the doors to discuss the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. So when the board is discussing what step to take next in the procedure, the focus would not be on any particular person. There wouldn't yet be a basis for going into an executive session. Now, later on, when they attempt to figure out who to hire, and the focus is on specific individuals, and there's a comparison or a consideration of their strengths, weaknesses, experience, whatever, of course there would be a basis for closing the doors. But it doesn't seem to me, and at least what I heard from Vanessa when she called me, was that that point had not yet been reached. And characterizing the issue as a personnel matter, it's a catch-all, and it's a trap. And again, I think it should be thrown out.
I agree.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
One little comment on there. Isn't there something about, you mentioned it was a schedule.
Yes,
on the agenda.
It was.
Isn't there a problem with that?
Yeah, there is.
There is, and I think, is Vanessa here someplace?
Yeah, she's up there.
Yeah, did we talk about that too?
Yeah.
Technically speaking, a board cannot schedule an executive session in advance of a meeting. And it's for the reason that we mentioned before. A vote to go into an executive session must occur during an open meeting. So in a technical sense, we cannot know in advance of that vote whether an executive session will indeed be held. What we have suggested in order to develop some sort of regularity, some consideration to the public, instead of putting on your agenda executive session to discuss, you could put motion to go into an executive session to discuss, which would indicate that yes, there's a likelihood or a possibility of an executive session, but not necessarily a guarantee. Now, I know that I'm splitting hairs, but I hate to admit it, I am a lawyer, and you know, that's part of my job.
So in other words, when you do the agenda, you put going into executive session, but you don't list why you're going in.
No.
Is that correct?
You can put motion to go into an executive session. You can't say that you will. You can say,
but you don't.
We may.
All right.
We may.
And so you don't list.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
okay.
Where's your thing here? We can. Here it is. Okay. We go to the advisory opinions, and we click on to open meetings law because that's the subject. And the issue involves executive sessions scheduled in advance. And what we do is scroll down, and we see all of these topics, executive sessions scheduled in advance. And you see all of those opinions that are underlined in blue. All of them are available in full text. So if anybody wants to know more and to see the language of the law and the rationale, it's all there. And I should point out, too, our website has become incredibly popular. We got 2.5 million hits last year. And they didn't come from, you know, the 8 people in the front of the room. We had 146,000 unique visitors to the site. So lots of people are interested. And also, should I give my plug regarding my video? I did a program in January from Newtown board members, and it was videotaped and professionally edited. So soon, within the next week or two, you'll be able to go to our website, and the video was broken down into segments, like chapters. So if you want to know about the procedure for entry into executive session, you'll go to the video thing and you'll click onto executive session, and you'll see me, my smiling face, explaining it for, you know, the 30 or 45 seconds or whatever it might be. So I'm hoping that that'll be a good teaching tool. We'll see.
I want to ask you one more question. Have you ever been invited to come to the New York State School Board Association?
Of course.
And have you done workshops?
Been there many times.
This coming year?
This coming year. I've been invited, yeah. I don't know.
Have you been invited?
I don't think so.
Well, I think I'll make a call.
All right. It's either the mail or our
It's going to be in New York City.
It's in New York City.
Yes, it's going to have to change now. Yeah. But I think you would be there.
It'll either be me or our assistant director who's going to pass a couple of years.
It would be very helpful to everybody.
Yeah, you know, I agree. You know what the difficulty is? How many school board members do you think there are in the state?
Oh, I have no idea.
Thousands, right?
And
thousands.
That includes BOCES and...
Yeah, but we can only squeeze 100 into the room.
Yeah. Well, anyway, think about it.
Sure.
Okay, but then...
We go every year. Somebody from my office, and again, there are only four of us, has attended the School Boards Association meeting every year probably for the past 20. Earlier today, I spoke to the New York State Association of Town Clerks. I've been to every one of their annual meetings. It's about 25, 30 years old. For what it's worth, in the past year, myself and Camille, our assistant director, have given 125 presentations around the state. So, I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, keep doing it.
We'll see your video one of these days, right?
Good.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I have a question. Could you just go over the process of going into an executive session?
Sure.
You make a motion and someone seconds it, and then they go into executive session.
No, it's a procedure that involves three elements.
Somebody